405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. No, yeah, it's a little too excited for Wednesday. Yeah, it's Wednesday. But, yeah, you know what that means. Today's Wednesday, and tomorrow would be, what do you call it? Friday Eve. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Thanks again to Chris Ruddy for rolling a strike. I'm telling you, every time he steps up to the line, the guy rolls a strike. Don't you love it when somebody has a, quote, overnight success, and it only took 28 years to be an overnight success? I mean, Ruddy was one of those guys. He is one of those guys. Just rolls up his sleeves, gets the job done. It's amazing to see what he has built throughout the years. And I'm always so happy about that. Oh, and high fives to everybody who is working hard on this here little program this afternoon. Everybody wearing their not just their brand new bowling shoes, but their brand new Team Katz bowling shirts. So that's good. That's good. It's like the Big Lebowski around here. I love that. We're doing a lot of good stuff. Yes, it is National Dog Day. If in fact you were unaware of that, just ask the canine in your life. And if you're like most of us, every day is kind of National Dog Day. I just love my dogs. Anybody else find that they would prefer to spend time with their dogs than, I don't know, most human beings? I never thought I would get to that point. And I do think I'm at that point. Right? Well, let me give you an example. You know, I'm a big fan of ink. Right? I like tattoos. It's just kind of become my thing, sort of, kind of. And for those folks who have met me, spent time with me, going, but Jeff, you're wearing short sleeve shirts and shorts. I see nothing. Right. And that's fine. That's the way I want it. I don't necessarily want to share with you my skin art. Huge chunk of it, thanks to Mike Ivey out at Journeys and Tattoo Studio in Powhatan. You know, he's on Anderson Highway in Powhatan, which, let's face it, it's in Powhatan. So, of course, it's on Anderson Highway. Everything in Powhatan is on Anderson Highway. But you wouldn't know it. But the only thing I've got on me with a face is Pixie. I kid you not. It's the truth. On the upper right arm, there's Pixie the Wonder Dog. I don't have the faces of my children. I don't have the face of my wife. I don't have the faces of my parents or my brother. But I have a real, honest-to-goodness, gigantic portrait of Pixie. So I guess every day is kind of National Dog Day for us. You connect it to any other creatures? Jeremy says it's his cat. Cat Simons gave Jeremy his cat. I didn't realize that. Cat Simons, of course, was just such a wonderful human being. Truly a wonderful, wonderful human being who gave so much to Central Virginia. And, well, I think those of us who knew her, we all miss her. We all, I do, anyway. Yeah, you know what? I think everybody who knew Kat misses her. There was no way not to miss Kat if you knew Kat. But I didn't realize that, Germ. So Kat Simons actually gave you your cat. And so you would rather spend time with your cat than cats, which is good. That's the way it should be. And that's good stuff. I think a lot of us kind of sort of feel that way. Hey, I got a quick weird thing for you. And I do mean a quick, weird thing. President Trump is floating the idea that we should rename Lake Ontario Lake America. Okay, so I'm a big supporter of the president, as you know. I am on Team Trump, as you know. I'm perfectly, totally happy with the Gulf of America. But I am not entirely sure if we have got to go with Lake America as opposed to Lake Ontario.
Come on, man.
No, I'm sorry. I just do not know if we need to do that. Do we need to do that? I mean, like the president, I am sick and tired of people who are not grateful at all for the things that we have done. The United States of America helps out the Canadians on a regular basis. And Canada, in no small part, is as prosperous as it is because of American largesse and American support. That's the reality. And now, you may not be happy about it. I know the Canadians at this point are none too happy with it, but it is the fact. President Trump, I think, is the first president who actually stood up and said, hey, how about a little gratitude over here? How about a little, you know, a thank you, a high five, a pat on the shoulder, a slap on the behind, something?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Exactly my point, Mr. President. But would you go along with renaming Lake Ontario Lake America? First of all, it's going to mess up that whole Holmes thing. Anybody remember? Oh, let me throw that out there to you. Do you remember Holmes? H-O-M-E-S. That was taught in schools. I remember it to this day, but not everybody's going to know what that means. If you know what it means, hit me up over on the James River Air text line, okay? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I would love to see if anybody else remembers what it is. Now, I have it, I have it memorized, Holmes, H-O-M-E-S. Which helps me, because it's a great mnemonic, to know what it is that I was supposed to remember that each of those letters stands for. And if, in fact, we go in a different direction, you know, all of a sudden it becomes Lake America, then Holmes is not going to work. And I am giving you a little tip there as to what that is all about. MS Now, oh, gosh, it's, well, all right, look, I know it's a little bit early, but, do me a favor, pick up your beverage, whatever it is. It might be coffee, it might be soda, it might be water, could be warm, could be hot, could be cold, could be chilled. Whatever it is, I'm going to ask you to do this. Take a sip. Because I do have to share some audio from MS Now. And I watch MS Now so that you don't have to. Right. No worries. No problems. You're welcome. You're welcome. But I don't want to be responsible when you spit that beverage all over your laptop or your windshield and cause some sort of damage. So now that you have taken a sip, Jeremy, cut number one, please.
It's not the end of the story. We're going to see more litigation on this. And the Supreme Court may well ultimately decide that is improper. But what they've done is they've left a sense of unease here, along with all the other ways that we are concerned that the Trump administration is going to try to interfere in the elections with this midterm. Here is the latest example, Willie.
And yet another moment where the Supreme Court, of course, seems highly deferential to President Trump and the executive part of the team. And J-Mart, let's talk about the politics of this. You know, the polls suggest this November we could be heading for a Democratic wave. And party strategists in both parties think the House is heavily favored to go Democrat. Senate, true toss-up now, something that would have been unthinkable a year ago, considering the map looked pretty favorable for Republicans. But now Democrats think they've got a chance. But there's been this fear hovering over this election for, so for a year or more, that the Trump administration was going to find a way to put its thumb on the scale, whether that was the ICE agents in the streets, the National Guard trying to crack down on voter rolls. You know, of course, we'll see if they even accept the results, if they don't like them come November. But here it appears, at least temporarily, they're getting yet another assist from the courts.
An assist from the courts. Wow. Is it an assist from the courts for the Supreme Court to say, we think that when it comes to elections, they should be conducted fairly and openly and honestly? The Supreme Court is not part of Team Trump. And if you want evidence of that, MS Now Talking Head, just go back, a couple of weeks and take a look at some of the decisions that came down from the Supreme Court where you would say, oh my gosh, totally, completely not Team Trump. In fact, I believe it was President Trump himself saying, hey, see, these guys are not on board with Team Trump. Trump that. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.